We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, it is 9 minutes after five at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. And I will be off on Monday because of all of the times for my ICD to go defective on me, it has to do it at a time where the last place I want to be is the hospital. But the surgeon, it's Friday, the surgeon basically said, how does Monday look for you, Tom? And I thought, yeah, I guess it's kind of important. So this is not elective surgery, which they are not doing. They're going to pop a new ICD in me. You know, like basically it's like putting a new smoke detector battery inside. And if you weren't listening earlier, it's so weird. Getting ready for work, my chest started vibrating as though my cell phone had been swallowed by me. And I'm thinking, okay, I really don't want to have a heart attack today. But then I thought, wait, if it was a heart attack, it would shock me. It wouldn't be pleasuring me. So anyway, long story short, stop at the cardiologist. They looked at everything. And you know me. Of all the people in the world, who ends up with the defective ICD? Voila, moi. Good news is no copay. So there's that. And maybe I can squeeze some morphine or Dilaudid out of the situation. You always got to look for the silver lining. All right, 10 minutes. So I'm not going to be here Monday. I do plan on being here on Tuesday. And I'm going to be here Sunday live for a special Sunday show, 1 until 4. 10 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we get to some more phone calls at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN, I want to get an update from the guy we used to know as Tom, but we now are calling by his actual first name, Kevin, who is a COVID-19 positive testee. And Kevin, you've got a story about your continuing saga. Do enlighten us.
So this afternoon, I started to get short of breath and started feeling like I was having a heart attack. Called my primary care, and they told me to go to the hospital. Twin City Ambulance, they took me down there without an issue. When I got to the hospital, Millard Fillmore Suburban, which before had been great, they were downright nasty to me. Every doctor before they came into the room said, he looks fine. Why the hell did he come here? When I was getting checked, they said, there's absolutely nothing we can do for you. You know that, right? Every time. They did a chest x-ray and an EKG, and when it came back fine, they said, okay, we're going to go ahead and send you home. I said, that's fine, but I don't have a ride. And here's where things get really strange and also something that I think is going to incense the public. They discharged me and then told me, well, you have to make a choice. You can infect a family member, infect a friend, or infect a stranger, because you decided to come here on your own choice, and therefore we will do nothing to help you. So I was forced to take a Lyft home, without shoes, mind you.
But actually, you didn't decide to go there on your own. You were instructed to go there by your primary care physician.
That's correct. And when I made that point to the one of the head nurses, his response was, well, we need to retrain your we need to retrain your doctor, because they need to know that the only reason why to go to the ER is if you're dead.
The only reason to go to the ER is if you're dead? This is very, very disturbing. First things first, how do you feel right now at this moment?
Besides feeling incredibly angry, I still have shortness of breath. Walking around at all is becoming a major feat for me to do. All the other symptoms are still there or worse. At least the chest pain has lessened. So a little bit of that probably was psychosomatic when I started to hyperventilate and my inhaler didn't work. It all kind of spiraled out of control. So,
and you first became symptomatic on the 10th of March, as I recall.
Correct.
Tuesday, the 10th of March, and it is now, it's been well over a week.
And I can give you also an update.
Let me just double check. Is there a reason why your significant other was unable to give you a ride back from the hospital since you've already been exposed to her? Because I know people are going to be thinking that.
She's from New York City and never got a driver's license.
All right. So she is not able to drive. But the exact words you were told were you can infect a family member or a stranger?
A family member, friend, or stranger.
Did you inform the Lyft driver that you were COVID-19 positive?
Yeah.
And what was the driver's reaction?
Stunned silence. And I said, look, I'd understand if you didn't want to take me, but I have absolutely no way to get back to my house. I need to be in isolation. I have a mask on. I'm taking every universal precaution I could. But I was told to, this is what I was told to do by medical professionals. And thankfully, a Lyft driver was kind enough to drive me. I've said already to a friend, I'm hoping that this doesn't become a stain on my soul, because this is the exact scenario that played out in New York City that caused somebody to lose their life.
Yeah. And the problem is now they probably have you flagged as somebody who catastrophizes, or somebody who, you know, this is a psychosomatic situation. And you're probably, if God forbid, if things do take a severe downward spiral for you, you're going to have to think twice and three times before going back to that hospital if you decide to do that.
Yep.
You know, obviously I'm very sorry to hear this, and I'm a little bit stunned. Obviously, one of their concerns is themselves, which is understandable. The other patients, understandable, as well as the cleaning that had to be done everywhere you presented yourself at the hospital. Did you notify the ER before you came that you had COVID-19?
My primary care reached out to him before I came.
Were you greeted at the door?
I was immediately put into a negative pressure room. Actually, the EMTs had no training on what they were going to do, besides just wear personal protective equipment. They were kind of learning as we went. They had to figure out what to do with the truck. They didn't know what to do with it. They were confused if I should have gone through the decontamination room. In reality, they just took me right through the regular ER like I was any other emergency patient.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So what now?
I'm basically told, sit at home and do nothing, rest. I've also been told that when my 14 days come up, if the county doesn't have more tests, my isolation is extended because by state law, I cannot be released from isolation until there's a negative test result.
You know, we've brought this up in interviews with doctors, but depending on the test they use, if they use the PCR test, you could test positive for like 6 months.
Yep. Entire time, everybody. So we all in this household got either an order of isolation or an order of quarantine. And on both of them, it says, until such time that you are no longer in constant contact, as defined by inside the house, with the person that is positive, you may not leave. Life is on hold for all of us.
Right. So it's you, your significant other, and your cats.
Yes.
Basically, that is your life. Your parents tested negative, correct, for COVID-19?
That is correct. That was the biggest sigh of relief I've had in a number of days.
Absolutely, because nobody wants to be a vector for this thing. I am so sorry to hear what you went through at Millard Suburban. I'm a little bit stunned, unless they believed that you had no legitimate purpose being there because you were not in extremis.
It's a possibility, but again, you don't take that on the patient. You ask them, did you talk to your primary care, which they never asked, actually. And the answer to that would have been, yes, I followed their orders.
But you were actually told, and I quote, the only reason to come to the ER is if you are dead?
Yep. Once you're positive, the only reason to come is if you're dead.
That's something that I think the Department of Health needs to know about. Do you have an inside line yet with the Erie County Department of Health?
I have a direct line to the Office of Epidemiology, and they're my next call.
Yeah, I would definitely get on the phone with them because, you know, the last thing that we need to do is to stigmatize the afflicted. And it sounds as though really were stigmatized, and I mean not just you were insulted. It seems like the worst possible hospital story I've ever heard.
I can give you another really bad story if you have about 2 minutes.
I will after traffic. I mean, and I'm going to have people who are going to call in and call you selfish for going to the ER. They're going to want to know why you felt you had to go to the ER. So I want you to answer that when we come back. Okay.
Sure.
And, Alan, a traffic-related note, breaking news, all places where you would pay the toll on the New York State Thruway with cash are shut down. You're going to be billed in the mail. So it's not a free ride, but no more exchanges of currency between you.
It starts on Sunday.
That was Phil Kennedy there in the background. So no more toll takers. That's been a big concern among a lot of people calling in and emailing the show. I don't know how many other local musicians are doing this, but tonight Mark Valentino on Facebook is going to be doing a solo gig, playing a few songs live. I think around 9 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. Just go to Mark Valentino's Facebook page and get more information on that. Now let's go back to Kevin on WBEN, who is going to be calling the Erie County Department of Health next with his concerns about how he was treated at Millard Suburban. I'm going to have people who are going to be calling, and they're going to say, I'm quite sure that you were selfish for going to the Suburban emergency room when clearly the doctors believed you didn't need to be there. What would your response be to those people?
I couldn't breathe. I was stuck hyperventilating. I was near passing out, and I had chest pain. Those are all classic symptoms of a heart attack. And I went ahead and called my primary care. I did what they tell you to do. The guidelines from the Erie County Department of Health and New York State Department of Health is call your doctor and let your doctor make the determination. Determination after talking to my doctor and trying to do home remedies. was to seek emergent care. It wasn't me who said, I need to go to the hospital. I didn't decide because I thought I was that serious. Quite frankly, I couldn't really make much of a decision. I was, I really felt like I was passing out. And just kind of whatever they said, I just did. So this isn't me saying, hey, excuse me. This isn't me saying, hey, I want to go. This is honestly following proper procedure.
All right. Kevin, you had another story that you wanted to relate?
Yeah. So my partner, the other one that had called in, she's been symptomatic, as we know. She still hasn't been tested. She was having similar breathing problems. Actually, hers have been more consistent and more of an issue. She went ahead and tried to go to the ER. I say try because without her primary care getting involved because they were taking so long, she called 911 herself. And the ambulance did everything they could, short of actually refusing to take her, to basically force her to say, I don't need to go. I understand that we're told don't go to the ER, but what's the point if you're feeling like you're going to not be able to breathe, which is essential to life? We all need to breathe. If you feel like you can't, what's the point of saying, no, you're fine, stay home? The EMTs, when I relayed this story to the Department of Health, they said that they were shocked at how the EMTs were treating her, doing an EKG in the middle of a doorway to go ahead and prove to her that she didn't need to be at the ER.
Yeah. I'm not sure what training they have in what metrics or what kind of a waveform in the EKG are needed, or what kind of a breathing rate or pulse rate or blood pressure is needed before somebody goes to the ER. When you talk to the Department of Health for Erie County, I'd like to know what the guidelines are.
You and me both. Actually, I got somebody who, I'm not going to say where they were. They are a member of county government that I talked to. And their answer to me was, quote, yeah, we've had a lot of doctors that are refusing to treat patients that are possibly COVID-19, and the state AG is considering action in this area.
Wow.
Now, that's circumspect. You know, I was told this by somebody in county government. I, again, don't want to go ahead and say who that was, but if that's true, that's against the Hippocratic Oath.
Well, yeah, I mean, the first, well, do no harm is...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Number one, and then you got to wonder, does it mean do no harm to you, the patient, or are they concerned about the other patients with whom they're going to have to come into contact? But again, stigmatizing the afflicted is something that I have been warning about for a long time, and I'm sorry to hear of your experience, sir, and I hope you start to feel better, and I hope you turn a corner, and I hope you keep us posted on what's going on, and hopefully you'll let us know the result of the proceeds of your conversation with the Department of Health.
I will go ahead and text Mr. Winger and let him know.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
It's so easy to stigmatize the afflicted in a situation like this. Looking at it from the doctor's point of view, they don't want to get sick. They don't want other patients to get sick. There's going to be a whole protocol that's going to have to be followed to make sure that everywhere he was has been disinfected. They're stressed out, but if everything Kevin said is true, clearly some work has to be done in how to deal properly and compassionately with COVID-19 people. I wish I had more sage words of wisdom, but that's the best I can do. I'm a little bit shocked, actually. Yeah, not only can we not dance together, we really can't talk at all and forget about handshakes. Anyway, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mr. Phil Kennedy is our chief of staff here at the radio station. I'll be in Sunday 1 until 4 doing a special live local show. Monday is... Monday is a day, I mean, I got to tell you, WTAF, all right, of all of the times, I don't want to be anywhere near a hospital. I got to go to the hospital and get a new ICD put in because the one I've got in me now is defective. Go figure. And I'll be back on Tuesday. It's not a big deal. I plan on staying awake and watching it. They'll let me do it again because it's kind of cool. But that's another story. I'm a little weird that way. So anyway, that's the deal. I plan on being back on Tuesday. I don't want to be away from you guys at all. I'd rather, I mean, seriously, the only thing I'm worried about is this damn virus. But I will do everything I possibly can to make sure that in the brief time I am hopefully at the hospital, that I won't be exposed, and I will be bringing a lot of Clorox wipes with me. In fact, I think I'm going to make a glove out of Clorox wipes, or two gloves, better yet. So no big deal. And I should be back on Tuesday, no problem. 5:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So Governor Cuomo has essentially put New York State in lockdown, with the exception of essential businesses starting on Sunday. At President Trump's news conference, that question came up for the country.
What Governor Cuomo has done in New York, is there any more consideration to a national lockdown to keep people in their homes?
I don't think so. Essentially, you've done that in California. You've done that in New York. Those are really two hotbeds. Those are probably the two hottest of them all in terms of hotspots. I don't think so, because you go out to the Midwest, you go out to other locations, and they're watching it on television, but they don't have the same problems. They don't have, by any means, the same problem. New York, California, Miami, the governor's doing an excellent job, Governor DeSantis in Florida. We have some pretty hot spots in Florida, too. But we're general, and the state of Washington, of course, but that was largely, if you look at it, it was one nursing home that had problems like you wouldn't believe. So, no, we're working with the governors, and I don't think we'll ever find that necessary.
All right, President Trump saying he doesn't think there will be a national lockdown. should there be a national lockdown? You know, eventually Italy found that necessary. We keep hearing about Italy, Italy, Italy. And I'm also hearing a lot about South Korea. South Korea has slowed, you know, they've I don't know if they flattened the curve, but they've slowed the spread, and they have done it without a national lockdown. They've done it with a lot more testing and then isolating those who were tested and those who were exposed to the positive cases, but they've not gone into a national lockdown. South Korea also has 51 million people living in it compared to our well over 300 million. And don't forget to do your census. I did mine last night. My civic duty. And taxes put off till July 15th. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here's another massage therapist. I didn't realize we were so big in the LMT community. Hi. Rachel, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Quite well, thank you.
Good. Well, I just had to put my two cents in because I'm a massage therapist. I chose to stop working Monday, and it's just, I don't know, we have to do this. It's our responsibility. I would tell anybody, yes, any day of the week, go get a massage. It's beneficial, you know, for your mind and just feels good. But this is a responsibility we have. We do not need to be giving people massages right now. We are totally not an essential part of the medical, you know, field that I just feel that we shouldn't be massaging. It's too close. And this is how it's going to continue to spread.
If I was still practicing, I would have been out of it like a long time ago.
Yeah. And I will not say where I work, but they are still open, and I'm livid. I can't believe it. It is just blows my mind.
Now, I think, look, massage therapy is a great thing. It is a great adjunctive healing and well-being modality. But I got to tell you, with all respect to LMTs out there, I used to be one. I wouldn't be doing it right now. It ain't worth it.
Yeah, oh no, I know. And that's how a couple of us felt, and we decided, no way, we're not going to continue. So
yeah, like I said, I mean, I really believe that all of us need to act as though we have been exposed to COVID-19 and perform accordingly.
I agree, because it's just going to continue to spread if we don't, you know, just do our responsible part and stay home.
I really would like to see my friends, but that's not going to happen anytime real soon.
Yep.
So. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call, massage therapist who ain't working. And like I said, there's two different and distinct groups of emails. People who are very upset that they're not going to be allowed to work after Sunday, and people who are upset that they still have to work because they don't think it's safe. Back to the calls on WBEN, and it is Neil in Forestville. Neil, the person called in earlier wanting to know where to find thermometers.
Yes, everybody's got one in their kitchen. You can actually use a meat thermometer. It does have varying degrees of about 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit, but in an emergency, You can use a candy thermometer. So, I mean, if you've got to go to like a home food store or something, they'll probably still have something like that.
Interesting. I've got one of those digital thermometers for my meat. Never thought of putting it under my tongue.
Well, before I called and acted like a fool, I actually did that, Tom.
And what is your temperature, Neil?
Admitting it. I'm sorry?
What is your temperature?
It was 96.
I'm going to assume that you did it orally.
But of course.
Oh, I got that. All right. Well, thank you for the idea.
The first thing I would like to do, though, is I'll say a prayer for you on Monday, brother.
No reason to, man. I appreciate it, but it's basically is like dropping a new battery into a smoke detector.
Yeah, but still, it's going under the knife, and I still like.
Oh, I'm used to that. That's not a big deal, man.
You a cutter, Tom?
I'm sorry? Am I a cutter? No, I'm not. It's just you get to a certain point in life. Like they were talking today about, well, you know, this surgeon is very, very good. The scar shouldn't even be that much bigger. And I started laughing. I said, you think at this point in my life I really give a damn about scars? Another scar, another story.
Right on. Well, I'd also like to say a prayer for Kevin. And I think what he's got to understand and just get into his heart is that I think until you have faced death before and how you felt the grip and the, you know, like that, like an anaphylactic reaction is probably the closest I've ever been. And it that grip, when they say that impending doom, it really does hit you. And then that's when you have to go into yourself and know that God is going to take care of you. There will be, like you said, a tomorrow. You have to just have that confidence in yourself.
Well, one of the problems, you know, with COVID-19 and Kevin is we know so little about this at this point. And we don't know, and I'm not sure that even the doctors know, the blood pressure metrics, the EKG metrics, or whatever else they want to use, the pulse metrics for when somebody should or should not be admitted into the hospital, what the oxygen saturation levels are. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure that they know.
I think they epically failed us, though. If they ever did some kind of emergency preparation for this, or if they even thought about it, they're way behind on masks. They're way behind on testing units. They're way behind on just informing people with what the knowledge they need, where they have to go to get help. I mean, literally, if you look around, the food stores are gone. I mean, right now, we need to help ourselves.
Do we need a national lockdown? Do we need President Trump to say, all right, enough of this. This must stop. You're staying in your houses.
I think as long as we have fools like our governor that are panicking people and getting on in the middle of the afternoon just before the president comes on to inform us to talk about nonsense, I mean, and how he can't do anything. Like, I mean, you're the governor of a state. You have all of these businesses and people. Why are you not convening with, you know, the masses that be, so we can get this taken care of and take care of ourselves? Don't wait for the president to help you.
So did Andrew Cuomo do the right thing by shutting down New York?
I think so. Yeah, I think if you could just try to quell it as much as possible. I mean, you heard that gentleman talking. He just, you know, pretty much called a Lyft driver. I mean, that was probably the best commercial ever for Lyft. I mean, who's going to call Lyft now as long as they're listening to your show?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Neil. And kudos to that Lyft driver. And I certainly hope that the Lyft driver has access to the appropriate disinfectant. Kevin was wearing a mask on his journey home, was not wearing shoes. What can I say? I'm sure the Lyft driver is well aware of the precautions he must take. It is 5:48 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I mean, honestly, if one of my loved ones were driving for Lyft or Uber and somebody approached the car and said, I'm COVID-19 positive, it's your call whether or not you want to take me, I would hope they would say no without stigmatizing somebody. I'd prefer not. And I know that sounds horrible, but it is what it is. It is 5:49 at New. Kevin, what would you have done? Kevin. Sorry, I'm clearly losing my mind. Phil Kennedy.
I mean, you really didn't have a choice. You got to get home somehow, and you're not going to walk in bare feet. So he was left with no choice in my book.
So the Lyft driver had a moral obligation to take him?
The Lyft driver could have said no, and he didn't. I think that he realized the situation, what was going on maybe, but I don't think morally, that's a tough question.
Yeah. I mean, the other side of the coin is, again, I keep saying this, but by now, if you're not acting as though you have been exposed to COVID-19, you are not with the times. You are behind the times. You have to act as though you have been exposed. All right. And that's that. And, yeah, when I get to the hospital on Monday, the person who's taken me, I told her, I said, I don't want you going in the hospital. Just drop me off at the front door. There's no reason for you to expose yourself to this environment. I don't want to be there. But this is not an elective situation. Got an email from somebody saying, well, you're just getting the surgery because of what you do for a living. The surgeon had no idea what I do for a living, and the out-of-town rep had no idea what I do for a living. This was based only on medical necessity. And I don't know, if you'd like to see the records from the open heart and the Brugada syndrome, I'd be happy to show you. Let's go to Jim in East Aurora. Jim, hello.
Yeah, hello. You know, these conversations we've been having here are hard acts to follow. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just getting over the whole idea of using a meat thermometer to put under your tongue. I never would have thought of that.
I know that. And the other guy with the Miller Fillmore Suburban.
Well, we'd like to hear what they have to say about this. There are two sides to every story. We got to keep that in mind.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so say I'm out there on the road and my car is all decked out with decals that say driving school, student driver, I'm a driving instructor. Is that essential or non-essential? This list is very vague.
Well, you obviously have read the list. Do you see any possible exemptions for you?
Well, you know, people can teach their kids how to drive without me. So, but then again, I've got road tests and that people have been taking lessons and they want to use our car and they're paying money. So it's hard for me to figure out if I'm essential or non-essential.
Well, okay, let's forget about that for just a minute. Let's just think about this. Do you really want to be in an enclosed environment with any number of people right now?
It's one-on-one. It isn't driver ed, but...
It doesn't matter. I mean, if they sneeze and they're positive, you're going to be positive, my friend.
See, I my boss isn't looking at it that way, so...
Well, I don't know that your boss has a choice as of Sunday. I do not believe that driving schools are considered essential businesses. And I will tell you, if I did what you did for what you do for a living, I would not want to be in a car with anybody right now to whom I otherwise have not been exposed.
Yeah. I wipe it down. I ask them if they're sick or they're sneezing. I don't notice sneezing or coughing, but...
doesn't matter. 80 to 87% of people with COVID-19 have no symptoms or very mild symptoms.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, I mean, look, this is just, forget about exemptions and geez, is there an exemption for this? Is there an exemption for that? You got to use your common sense. This thing is highly contagious. It is 10 times more fatal than the flu. We're trying desperately to flatten the curve, which basically simply means that we don't have an onslaught on the hospitals and doctors literally having to decide who lives and who dies.
No.
I mean, so I got to tell you, man, as much as we all need income, and I'm taking a hit with certain areas, I'm not immune from this myself. So it's my common sense would say I don't want to be in a car with somebody I don't know that well. In fact, I wouldn't want to be in a car right now with somebody I do know well.
Right.
I mean, to be very honest with you, the only people I have actually physically come into contact with are the same people I've been coming into contact with for the past, since last Tuesday.
Right.
That's it. I have self-quarantined. Well, all right, that's too strong a word. I have pretty much self-quarantined.
Well, what I don't understand is there's road tests next week, and they have canceled some later, but why doesn't the DMV just stop road tests?
I believe that would be considered non-essential. I'd have to believe that at this point. I don't know if you've checked the DMV website, but I can't imagine. I'm sure I'll get a text from somebody or Phil will find out the information. But I would have a hard time believing that with every school closed, they're still going to do road tests when they might not even do the scholastic tests.
Right. Monday I have one scheduled, but next week they're canceled. So I don't know where they're coming from. I mean, they're...
Well, it was scheduled before the ban went into place by Governor Cuomo. I mean, I would just assume as of Sunday, the state is essentially in lockdown. But I mean, I would do a little bit of poking around on the internet. I'm sure you know how to navigate the DMV sites. But frankly, my common sense would say if I was given a road test, I wouldn't want to be with a bunch of people in a car.
Right. They're exposing the examiner. The DMV is exposing the examiner to this.
Right. And then every subsequent testee is being exposed to it. So I just don't think that's a good idea.
And I think the DMV should stop it right now.
Maybe they have. I'd suggest you look it up, man, because that's your bread and butter, and you know it better than I do.
Yep.
Thank you very much. By the way, breaking news, the first COVID-19 case has been reported at ECMC. The first COVID-19 case at ECMC. We have had inpatient COVID-19 patients who have developed this, who have already been hospitalized elsewhere. Just that ECMC is the latest on the list.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.